Welcome to the M3 podcast. Your journey to movement, mindset, and medicine starts here. Welcome back to another episode of the M3 podcast. It's me, your host, Mermaid Brie, and you guys, we did it. We made it to 100 episodes. I don't believe I would have done this without y'all's support, without the initial spark and the commitment and the dedication that I had to really consistently put out these episodes. I wanted something where I told myself, I know that I am true to my word. I have high integrity for my output. I have high respect for myself and my goals. I sit strong in my masculine energy when it comes to being a total boss babe and getting shit done. And I am that person that loves to grind, work hard. For as long as I've known my career to be, it's always been go, 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 go. Something's been going on. And as of lately, all of that has completely changed. My entire life is about to change. And I'm in a position right now where I'm sitting at 100 episodes reflecting back as to what life was like when I pumped out that very first episode. I released this podcast on June 10th of 2023. And if you're listening to this in real time, it is now April 11th of 2024. So about 9 months later, I am now 100 episodes deep into this podcast. I've had probably more than 50, probably close to 60 interviews. I still have interviews yet to come out on this show that need editing and publishing. And I mean, I'm so excited for all the upcoming guests, but if I'm being completely honest here, I have been slacking, and I've said this in prior episodes, when it comes to the podcast as of lately. It wasn't until the last 10 episodes that I started to slow down my output and really publishing these to stay on that Monday, Wednesday commitment that I told myself that I would in order to be consistent. I said new episodes are going to come out every Monday, Wednesday, no matter what, no matter who gets sick, no matter if anything happens. But of course, dun, 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 I had the motorcycle accident. I've traveled across the world and back twice. I've been to Thailand, Bali, back to the United States, back to Bali, to Japan, and now back in the United States and Hawaii. And for the first time in my life, and for the first time in my career especially, I'm in this really weird place of limbo to just be. How weird is it for any individual to just sit still and be? And it wasn't until I spent this last week with one of my friends who came out to visit me in Hawaii for the past 10 days, I saw them sitting still for maybe a few seconds, and then getting up and going right to the next project, going right to the next thing. What needs fixing? What needs to get done? And they weren't able to fully just sit and be present, sit and have breakfast with me or lunch or have a cup of coffee or just sit. And if it wasn't a go, go, go situation, there's something that needed to be occupying the thoughts is what I recognize. This person had a lot on their mind, a lot on their plate, a lot in their thoughts, and they needed to be kept occupied. And that's what I realized I've been doing for the last probably 4+ years for all the shit that I need to sit and be still with. And I've talked about this in prior episodes too, sitting with the uncomfortable, sitting with things that you have that not only cause discomfort, but make you feel like you need to reflect. And reflection is all about asking yourself deeper questions. So if you are reflecting and you process something and you realize like, okay, I'm reflecting and asking myself, what did I think about this? What did I think about that? How did this make me feel? How did this make me feel better, right? Or worse, or progress, or make me grow? All of these deeper questions. Then you get to the point of reflection and then processing, right? So we have systems and processes. Systems are similar to reflections. Processes are similar to our answers. So think about when you are praying and meditating, that's a system and a process. When you're sitting in limbo, that is actually a system and a process. And if you are grinding and hustling and doing all the things, people talk about the different seasons of their lives. If you're in grind mode or if you're in hustle season, like good for you. Go after it. I feel like my grind season was nonstop for 4 years straight. I got my butt through quarantine and started my own business and really kicked off my business at that point, from making basic, you know, enough money to cover my rent type of income to thriving and making six figures that year of 2020. From working for a corporate gym company to now training clients on my own and paying rent to a space where I can collect the rest of the money as cash and income. And then being able to thrive online, because quarantine, what were a lot of people wanting to do? Online workouts, at-home workouts, something in the comfort of their own space. And so I had that opportunity. I did the coaching thing. I did probably close to over 400 check-ins over the weeks, right? We got 52 weeks a year. Give it 4 years, you've got over 400 check-ins at that point. 400 times plus, I have checked in with people, asking them about their nutrition goals, asking about their fitness goals. And clients, I know you all are listening to this too. Friends, families, people out there, everybody has some sort of type of goal or progression or timeline that they're trying to follow, a system and a process, right? And how many times week after week did I hear so many of my clients say, oh, I didn't stick to my program, I'm so sorry. Oh, I wasn't 100% on it, I'll do better next week. Oh, something came up. And how many times have I been so proud of those clients that did stick to it and said, I am on it, maybe I wasn't 100%, but I gave it my best. That's the difference, right? Not, don't give it your all, give it your best. Talk about the Don Miguel's Four Agreements. That's a book reference right there. One of the four agreements is to always do your best. Don't give it your all though. And if we're going to go out and do our best, we shouldn't expect to be perfect. I shouldn't expect for you to just be on point, but I should be seeing the effort. That's what's coming with those results too, right? So when you show up and you put in the work and you are consistent, you're going to get the results. That's the goal orientation. That's the same thing with this podcast. I'm going to show up. I'm going to put in the episodes. I'm going to put in the reps. I'm going to put in the work, and then the results will follow. The goal will be accomplished. The process will successfully launch, right? That mission will launch. Now, think about somebody who is in sick, right? We have COVID. COVID is such a great example. Every single person in this entire world was directly affected at some point by some person or something, whether it's a rule or regulation, a job situation, environmental change, that made them have to adjust with what felt like a place of limbo for Mother Nature and the world. And so when we were in a place of limbo, how awkward did it feel? What is that like? It's another version of sitting in discomfort, right? It's another version of being uncomfortable and trying to figure out what is it that our thoughts are telling us, they're asking us, they're reflecting upon, the answers that we're giving ourselves, what is that? And I've been sitting in this awkward, uncomfortable, really weird place of limbo lately. I decided not to post on social media for the last week because why? I ended all my sponsorships. I ended my contracts. I ended all of my jobs. So what's the point of posting on social media? I was slacking on the podcast episodes and I kept telling myself, episode 100, I really want it to be a solo episode, but the next episode is supposed to be on a Monday. It's supposed to be an interview episode, but I really want it to be a solo episode. You know what? I'm going to wait. You know what? I'm just going to wait some more. I'm going to give it some time and pause and break. And I'm going to change my narrative. I'm going to change what I told myself was my commitment, was my agreement, was my promise, and give myself permission. That's the big one right there. To allow changes to happen that still show me a new version of progress. So let me reiterate that one more time. I am going to give myself permission to change the progression and how it looks for me compared to what my initial commitment was. That is absolutely okay to do. So many of us find a partner and I'm just thinking us as all, right? Myself included. We find a partner and we think we want to be with them for life. Things happen, changes occur, and we recognize that our commitment to that person might also change because there's still a point of progress within ourselves and our goals. So that's okay. That's just another example. But COVID, everybody was affected by COVID, right? I think everybody in this world understands some sort of form of human connection and being able to socialize, to be with somebody, to not feel alone. We want that feeling. I don't know about you, but if you're listening to this podcast, you probably don't like the feeling of being alone. There's a difference between choosing solitude versus choosing and feeling that loneliness, right? So if you're feeling alone or if you're feeling a place that feels like you're the only one here, or you're stuck, or you're the person in limbo, hopefully this podcast reminds you that everybody goes through it. COVID was that example. I'm definitely going through it right now. I am good at fitness. I am good at being a coach. I am really great at leading people through health and wellness. That's been my forte. It's been my jam. It's been my special, awesome, unique niche for many years. And I don't think I will give it up yet. But I know that I've been given an opportunity to put everything I know on pause. My job, my home, my family situations, my personal stuff, my personal development too. I've been able to put everything on pause to sit and be with my thoughts and ask myself for the first time, not what is needed or asked or required or requested or asked, right? I said that word again, but what is being me in service, or what is me sharing my talents and that becoming a version of service, right? These are skills, skill sets. I've learned these skill sets. I work hard at them, and that makes me be of service with the skills that I've acquired. But what about the talents, my God-given talents that I know I have deep within? I present those talents through opportunities in my career, like hosting retreats or being on the podcast. I know that I can hold a safe space for other people and allow voices to be shared, allow connections to be made. But really, one of my God-given talents is compassion and holding safe spaces for people to not feel judged and express themselves the best that they possibly can with what needs to get out. My other God-given talent is my voice. Whether it's through this podcast, I've heard many things and have had many compliments on how soothing my voice is, how therapeutic it can be, how calm and collected and wise and friendly and compassionate, how smart I am, how smart, like all of these beautiful compliments that help what I hope for to be that one person. And I've even said this, even if this podcast as that one person is me or a friend that I feel needs to hear it. If I send my own messages out to my friends, if I listen to my own messages back from the past, reminders, right? If I have all of these things, these are great ways to help people. But my biggest talent that I know my voice can offer and serve, along with the skills that I've had with writing my whole life. I am a writer. I've always been a writer. I've shared lyrics and poems and songs before. But I am so scared of that, and I am here to put myself in a place of reflection, allow myself to ask the deeper questions. What is it you're really afraid of? Get the answers, find the clarity, get my butt out into this world with my voice and start pumping out some music for you all, some beautiful words that I hope can share meaningful messages and make you all feel safe, heard, appreciated, loved, acknowledged, everything. in this crazy, chaotic world where anyone can be anything they want. So for the girl who is picking up and moving and announcing she's going to Hawaii, I am leaving in a couple months. I'm moving. I'm going to be moving part-time in Hawaii, part-time in Bali, maybe even part-time San Diego. And just telling myself I don't need to worry about what skills I need to have or what's the path, right? What's the plan? What's the program? I'm here to be that person that reminds you you can be in a place of limbo, in transition, learn to let go of things, learn to start fresh, learn to start over from experience, right? It doesn't mean that you're starting over from beginning. Start from the experience. Build yourself back up. Figure out a way to get yourself into a new place. Not necessarily that feels comfortable, but a new place that makes you feel like, aha, I knew that place of limbo or that place of confusion was really directing me onto a path of clarity like this. This is what I was meant for. You'll see the signs. The signs will always be there, but pay attention to them. And I think about this where, man, if you've ever read the book, The Secret, or they came out with like a spin-off movie of it recently. I love the guy. I can't remember his name. He's from Sweet Home Alabama, the movie. And then Katie Holmes is the mom in the movie as well. And they talk about attraction and energy being magnetic and all the things that we are attracting by the thoughts that we have, the actions that we take. And I'm here to remind you, hopefully this will be something that I can remind myself of too, is thoughts become things. We know that. And so we need to make sure that our thoughts start with positive intentions, that we're coming from a place that is wholesome, that is pure good, has goodwill. And with that, our prayers will be answered. The transition will flow. And one of my prayers that has been answered is I've been connected. I've mentioned this on the show already before, but I've been connected with an amazing girl named Anna, who she does VIP days. And at the end of April, I'm meeting up with her, which is the end of this month. I'm meeting up with her to finally sit down and talk about what it is I want to do and how I want to help other people. I know that traveling the world is something that I'm super passionate about, and I want to be able to lead people through local style experiences around the world like I've been led and have been able to share with friends or make memories on my own. It's like having a really cool thing, like a fort you want to show a friend, and then you like want to take them across the world to show them this really cool secret place that you've been to, right? And then I want to figure out a way to put impact into these retreats. So if I give somebody an experience, I don't just want them to have a vacation. I want them to have an all-encompassing spiritual holistic experience where they are impactful in the community that they're some are staying in, right? If they're staying in Nicaragua, for example, are they impacting the community there? One of my friends helps build schools out there and does impact projects as well as retreats and combines the two. I see this happen successfully. I see the example. I see it being possible. And that person has a very similar passion to my own of helping others, seeing the world and making a difference for even just that one. And so I know that I have a gift of being bilingual. That's a skill set too, yes. But I have a gift of that cultural experience, that cultural immersion. I can compassionate with other people around the world and what they're feeling. And I can lead people into wanting to help others in that exact same way that I've been gifted the path myself into helping others as well. So you're the first ones to hear this. This is a big announcement here. I'm really happy. I am leading a house build. I've done probably more than 15 of these over the years. I started doing these back in 2017, so it's been 7 years. And starting 7 years ago, I mean, I had no idea what I was in for, what I would be doing, and who knew that you can make such a huge impact in 2 days by helping out an entire family, an entire community, orphanages. You're talking about, you know, there's feeding programs, churches, other, so much in one community that makes a big difference just because you as a person said yes and volunteering. So you volunteer, you make the difference, you sign up, you drive an hour and a half from the border down to Manadero, Mexico. The price is $333 if you want to sign up and get the materials. Those have been the numbers as far as I've always gone on the builds, and I intend for that to be the magic number that keeps this ripple going strong. 333 is a very meaningful number, and it does have to do with community as well. So stay posted on that if you guys want details, if you want the link. I will be putting more information here probably in this show notes as well, but it does need some updating on the link before I publicly announce it. So like I said, you all are the first to know. It's out. It's going to be ready to go, but look for the show notes and then look for the link as of April 15th moving forward. April 15th will probably be my announcement date, and October 11th through the 13th will be it. So it's exactly, I'm thinking here, May, June, July, August, September, October, 6 months away, and we will be getting ourselves into some serious impactful and cultural experiences. So like I said, that VIP day that I have with Anna, I want it to be all encompassing where I'm helping people in five main categories through mental health, emotional health, somatic health, behavioral health, and unconscious health. I want to figure out how to better people with those five things, whether it's doing business strategy, whether it's doing breathwork and meditation, whether it's actual therapy, whether it's relationship therapy and solo therapy, individual therapy. It could be something not just by couples or intimate, but it could be even just understanding therapy and social settings and partnerships. It could be Reiki. I love doing somatic healing practices. I love the idea of silent dancing and disco dancing, right? And surfing and yoga and other healing properties that would come with a retreat, but then also allowing those other parts to be adventurous, scary. That's where the behavioral part comes in, the unconscious part comes in, right? And allow you to see the ripple that you're making with the community that you are a part of wherever you are in the world on one of our future adventures. So I will be doing that. Like I said, the house build will be something that I'm going to probably make a two-part, where I will do a mini retreat beforehand in San Diego or after. I haven't figured it out. I have a feeling I'm probably going to do it beforehand and end with the house build project at the very end. And then people can come and pick up their stuff if they want to, wherever we are staying that weekend in San Diego, and make it a two-part. So a little personal, a little bit of impact. Now you understand what it's all part of. And I can't wait to see you all there, hopefully in Manadero with my group, with Mermaid Method, and with myself. So I love you all. Like I said, 100 episodes is not easy. It's a very big commitment, a very big part of why I do what I do, sharing my voice, sharing my messages with others, and how I help people. And I hope that you get just 2 seconds, if you can, to go scroll down on the page of this show and leave me a review. If you can, rate it. I mean, it takes a minute to write a review. It takes about 10 seconds to rate the show. Leave me a rating. Leave me a review. Let me know your thoughts. Let us know who you'd like to see on this show, what topics you'd like to hear about, and what you like about it. I love you all so much. Like I said, I mean that. And I'll see you all in the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on another episode as we learned and explored all things movement, mindset, and medicine. As always, my goal for each episode of this podcast is to share innovative tools and techniques to help you thrive and find stability with your overall health and personal development, alongside the growth of the world around us. Please share this with someone you know will benefit from this episode, as well as rate and review. This helps us reach more people and provide feedback as to how we can better help each of you. Make sure to check out our community website, www.mermaidmethod.com, to learn more about our upcoming events, eco-friendly products, and coaching programs. Now let's make massive waves together.